the Kamish and Uncle Buck, a rivalry as old as time. It all comes down to this. The top two teams exiting the draft make their way to face each other in the championship round starting tonight. I will explain the matchups between us two all season long. How Uncle Buck won some, how I won some, we break it all down, and why Mr. Ryan gets the edge in the third place game. We'll break down last week's action, get you ready for this week's action as the championship game comes into play. We are ready to go on the Thursday podcast. Holidays are always busy. Got the new clubs for Christmas. That's why I've been a little bit busy. But here we go. We're going to break down the second to last week before we really get into things. And we begin with the round one action. And we're going to start breaking down some of the lesser games, consolation games. But we're going to begin with Mr. Dad and Miss Lori. Miss Lori just completely manhandling Mr. Dad here. 146-74. Nothing much being said, just Miss Lori dominating. She is a little salty after not getting in to the playoffs, so she's trying to put it to the consolation bracket. Mr. Gilbert trying to prove that really he just had a slow start to the season, that he was not the built loser. He also puts up in the 140 range, destroys Mr. Luke. Mr. Luke had a chance to be the fourth seed, and now he is in the last place consolation game. Of course, we already know Mr. Dad is the loser, but Mr. Luke not putting up a good fight either. Uncle Buck and Mr. Woody, this is where it gets interesting. It was big going into the Monday night game. He needed a big one from Mike Williams, and he didn't get it. Uncle Buck, what got him there is very key. Stephon Diggs only put up 4.6 points, but CeeDee Lamb against the Eagles, we all saw it Christmas Eve. He completely destroyed 10 receptions, 120 yards, and 2 touchdowns, destroying. But we look at holes for Uncle Buck's team. You think maybe running back is a hole. You think tight end. You think flex position. Those are crucial spots there that need to be filled. What will Uncle Buck do is the question. Myself and Mr. Ryan, this was the close one. It all came down to Monday night. I need a big point from Keenan Allen, and he delivered. I get the job done over Mr. Ryan. And the reason why, for me, I'm not sweating it, is I've gotten victories all season long that have been very close. For right here, it just comes down to getting the job done when it comes to playoffs. It doesn't matter how you win it, just win the game. And I did so. I got the job done over Mr. Ryan. Tony Pollard, though, got injured. He will not be playing tonight, so there's a hole there for myself. Before we get into the round two predictions, we all look at the playoff bracket. As you know, I will be playing Uncle Buck in the championship game and Mr. Ryan and Mr. Woody in the third place game. So there you go. As we take it into our round two predictions, and we begin in the losers bracket. Mr. Dad and Mr. Luke. This is just playing with some dignity, some courage. I think Mr. Dad has the opposite of that. I don't think he gets the job done at all. He's going to need something tonight from Dalton Schultz. But besides that, I think Mr. Luke steps up. He's going to handle business. T. Higgins performs. DeAndre Hopkins comes back and performs. Guys perform. Mr. Luke is your winner in that matchup. Miss Lori and Mr. Gilbert, and it just comes in about who's been getting it done all year long. It's been Miss Lori, right? But then we look at guys, right? Who's got a guy that's going to succeed? You think of big games, and I think of Mr. Gilbert. I think of Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook. That's all I think about going into this game. And on the side, you got James Conner and Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's enough for me. Give me Mr. Gilbert. In the third place game, Mr. Ryan got third place last year. He's trying to be back-to-back third place. Just couldn't quite get the job done. Standing in his way, though, is Mr. Woody. He's been there all year long, but he just hasn't been there, right? And I think it's another scenario here. Mr. Ryan, he was red hot last week, almost got the job done. Mr. Woody couldn't quite get it done, and I think it's the same time this it's the same thing this week. Mr. Ryan's going to get it done over Mr. Woody, and it won't be close. Mr. Ryan will get a blowout victory over Mr. Woody. Myself and Uncle Buck, many holes on the team. I've gotten two tight ends in the lineup right now. He has Jerry Jeudy in the lineup. Yeah, he's starting Cam Akers right now. So it's very interesting to see what's going to happen. He's got a new tight end also in the game. It'll be very interesting to see. It'll be back and forth. It's pretty the same when it comes to projections. So we will have to see. If I'm going to win, it's going to be, like I've been saying it, all year long production out of the RB2, right? Can it get the job done? Can it happen? And then I'll get the win. For Uncle Buck, if he's going to win, it's going to be production from the tight end position. Stepping up, giving him at least 15-plus points, maybe 10, maybe 12, not 6, not 9, not 8, getting him double-digit points. That's what Uncle Buck needs to back up a Stephon Diggs, a Josh Allen, who will come down to Monday night. When same for me, when you've got Joe Mixon playing Monday night, and you have a Dawson Knox who may not play. He's playing Monday night. My kicker's playing Monday night. So it'll all come down to that Monday night matchup. So we will, of course, have to see. All year between myself and Uncle Buck, it's really been kind of the same if you think about it. Uncle Buck handed me my second loss of the season when he beat me 138-117. In that matchup, what really shined for Uncle Buck was not Josh Allen. It was the backup Joe Burrow. But Kenneth Walker also coming alive. That's really what helped Uncle Buck get the victory in that week. And then take it all the way to week 14, where I played Uncle Buck for the last time, and I got the victory over him by about 7 points. Why that happened, Deebo Samuel, Tony Pollard, Keenan Allen, guys like that stepping up with guys like Stephon Diggs. And CeeDee Lamb not putting up points. So it's really going to be crucial. It's really crucial to see what Stephon Diggs does. You know, what the QB position and what the top wide receiver position do in Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. That's the biggest thing for Uncle Buck. So it all starts tonight. It'll be a good one. We'll all wait to see. But I will say this. We talk manager of the year. This is a big week, even if you're in the constellation. Get big wins, make big statements, and who knows what will happen. I'm the Kamish, coming down to the wire on championship week, we should say. This is my first championship appearance, and I've been in the league as much as Uncle Buck since 2017. Uncle Buck was in the championship the first year we started this thing when he fell and lost. He got second place. I, myself, trying in my first championship appearance to get the victory. Will it happen? We, of course, have to wait and see. We will have a special playoff podcast coming New Year's Day on Sunday. We will give a podcast there, getting you ready for Monday night games. So we may have two more podcasts here in the coming days, Sunday and Monday. It's big championship week, so who knows what can happen. See everybody on Sunday for the next podcast.